The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetop glistens and chills.
It is Christmas time, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06, with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us, with Frank and Al and Debbie. We are your very humble, ready for drive time players. Thank you, Charlie Finch and Mike Gallagher, coming up at 10:05. Do not forget. Do not forget. So 86%, guys, we see 86% of you being surveyed on Twitter say, it's good that the president is not having a White House Christmas party for the press. Is that what we're reading there, Frankie Five Boroughs?
That is the word.
Although I have somebody here. This is Dave, and I appreciate, I love that you get back to me, and thank you for being so civil. I understand that. I have no doubt. This is reading from Dave on Twitter. I have no doubt CNN and others will start screaming, "It's in the Constitution we have this party," yeah, and declare Trump a racist and monster. Yeah, again, if the press would treat the Christmas party as a truce, not reporting negatively in the spirit of Christmas, I'd say have the party. That's a great comment and very, very true. Thank you, Dave. It's true, but they won't. They'll go in. They went after Melania because there was red. There was red in that. Oh, that's the wrong color. They go after, and by the way, where we're talking about Melania, and I know I did not see the Sean Hannity interview yesterday, and I'm a huge Sean fan. Love Sean. He's just a great guy. I knew him for years. I've known Sean now, and I know him as the good guy, the good Long Island guy that he is, right? And sure, he's pro president, but we should all be pro president, I think. No matter who's in office. But I heard he had a great interview with Melania. I did not see it, but here the first lady she lands on the aircraft carrier, the USS George H.W. Bush, and then she lands in an Osprey. This is a great human interest story, and a shout out to Sean for at least seeing it and putting it on Fox News. I didn't see it anywhere else. I didn't. Matter of fact, I feel bad we didn't get the jump on it yesterday. She's landed, the first lady's landed. I thought that was so awesome. And I'm not being over dramatic here or anything. I think it's great, but no credit is ever given to this gal in Melania Trump. They don't put her on a cover, God forbid. And you put first ladies that would be on the covers of magazine. I don't think they deserve to be there. There should be a truce. There should be a truce. I don't know that the press Christmas party at the White House is going to do it. I think they're just so viciously after this man. I don't know that there's any hope in that regard. But you know what? Hope springs eternal. And why host a Christmas party for people who hate your guts? That's from Bob. Yeah, well, it's so true. Oh, and then wait. Oh, if I could find this. I got some interview. Here it is. This is from our buddy Border Fox, who we love. Our construction guy. "Hey, Al Gattulo, we're not fat. We're very well built." He goes, that's what he's saying. He goes,
fat.
He said, "I did take a page at Joe Lundberg's book. The bike is a great way to see the neighborhood. Something to think about, Albert."
Problem is, I have to get one of those special bikes because I'm fat, because the frame won't support me, and I'll end up riding and it'll bend and it'd be like a clown show. We don't need that.
Border Fox says, I don't do the miles Joe does, but helps me stay fit to drink more beer. There you go, Al.
Walking helps kind of me. Guy. It's just I have to get back to doing it. I haven't been exercising for a while, so
can I say something here?
Please do.
I see people walk in. They do the arms.
No,
the
I don't do that. No. Hold on. Lest anyone think that I'm doing fast walking.
And you want to say, are you having a convulsion? Are you having a convulsion?
I am not. He could say something, and you said yes, so let him say something.
I'm not doing the seizure walk that you think some people do.
Frank, am I right or wrong? You look, you're driving your car. Why is
it's
that?
Absurd.
Is that person, having a seizure? That's a good word. God forgive me. They got their arms and their elbows and their hips.
Insulted Khashoggi. He's dead today.
You could see they put their one heel up and then the foot down and they're going and they're walking. I don't know. That just could give you I don't know what that does for your body. I think swimming is good. If you can't get swimming, biking, I think, is the best. I guess a good walk once in a while is
good. Yeah, I do a brisk walk, but it's not, you know, this flailing the arms and all that. First of all, I learned from a track coach a long time ago because, yes, at one point I was thin and I did run, that when you run with clenched fists.
I want to see pictures.
I'll show you.
I want to see pictures. Anyway. With the long hair and the thinness, want to see that picture.
So,
that'd be fun. Okay.
A track coach once taught me, he said, when you're running and you clench your fists, you're wasting energy because you're wasting energy clenching your fists. You should run in more of like a free kind of open style because that will help you and you're not wasting more energy. So
that sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't do enough aerobics now. It's on the bike. But you know what the best thing is, Al, if I can? You go to the gym, you go a recumbent bike. You know what that is?
Should I do it in a suit like you do? Because you have that suit workout where you do the workout in 5 minutes.
Wall Street workout, baby.
Right?
Wall Street workout.
And you have your tie on and your shirt. No. And many people have seen you do this.
Yeah. I know. It's so true. It's a Wall Street workout. I do. I get in because I could do it. I timed myself yesterday. I went to the gym. I was out in 13 minutes. I'm telling you, 13 minutes. But you can't, you shouldn't
do
that.
Yeah, but you're in phenomenal shape. Like, I can't do 13 minutes. I have 40 pounds to lose. I'm not going to lose it in a 13-minute workout.
You're absolutely right, because it's too much all at once.
Right.
You got to gradually get into it. I would suggest, first of all, I love you the way you are. Can I tell you, honey?
Thank you.
Can I tell you, honey?
You're really buttering me up. What do you want?
I love you the way you are. Right. I love our Al Gattula.
Thank you.
And you don't look fat. I think you look great.
Don't touch me.
But
Doctor said I have to lose weight. I've gained the 30 pounds back that I lost when I had my cancer. I have a fatty liver, along with the rest of my body being fatty. You know, so I got to lose the weight. That's
how can they determine, Frank, if your liver is fatty?
No, it's actually very common. Yeah.
How do they determine?
You're
it's part of
Frank.
Getting a
He's
physical.
He's probably got a fatty liver too. You see what he drinks?
A blood test? A blood test?
Yes.
Blood test. And Charlie Finch is right. Melinda Keller stands by. So she that really works, you know, from the Brooklyn Wellness Center. But if you want to go into a diet, I would say a recumbent bike where you sit down and it's very, very gradual. You do it little by little, Albert. You're going to have a hamburger today. You're going to have a dripping cheeseburger.
No, I'm not having a hamburger.
You're going to go to Ruts Hut.
I eat a hot dog maybe twice a year.
Give me the hot dog with all the onions and everything. You know you are with the beer, with three beers.
No.
I know.
No.
All right. We should track it. We should do some visuals. Hey, Episcopo in the morning. Maybe not. 9:13. Can I go to Roberta on the phone, guys, real quick? Hi, Roberta. Nice to hear from you, my dear. What is on your mind this morning?
I love it. I want to say that we don't need that horrible Pelosi or Schumer to get money for the wall. The world's greatest builder can figure out that he can float government bonds or all these things he's built on these. I'm sure he can figure out how to get financing without relying on Congress. So there's other ways to get it.
Well, I had a feeling.
And we really need it.
Yeah, Roberta, thank you. We're in regards to the wall. I think the president does have an idea because he doesn't really – I think what you saw on television too, because I've known and we've studied the president for years now, and I think, having known Donald Trump peripherally through the years, there's a negotiating thing happening here. And I don't know that Chuck Schumer is in on it. I mean, it was that whole thing in the Oval Office, it was so – I find it fun to watch because there was an end game there. And the president does have something in his hip pocket, I think, about the wall. And is the military going to build it? How is he going to build it? Although, you don't forget, not one person mentioned this, what I'm going to tell you. Chuck Schumer said, you don't have to put a full wall. We have technology that could fill in areas where you don't need the wall, which will bring the expenses down. And I'll tell you, I hate to agree with Chuck Schumer, but he's right. He's right, and I've heard other people early on, years ago, say that about the wall. There are areas where you're not going to, first of all, physically you can't put the wall. Second of all, you may not need an absolute wall. Now, if that is going, and it's going to be semantics, I think that they will come to some kind of agreement to do that. And it's scary when you hear somebody who knows what he's talking about, like Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch, and they put six terrorists came through. They came right through. They said, and the Democrats will not acknowledge this. They'd rather, you know what, where they are now, where Nancy Pelosi is now, is that she will rather, she'd risk your life and my life, the lives of our children. Because if something, if, God forgive me, if six people are killed, oh, in France, three people are killed, they'd trade that off. For, rather than being righteous and being right about being strong about our security in the United States of America, they'd rather just they let the devastation happen on these people that come in that want to kill us, and they go, oh, it was only one. It's only one out of a thousand. Excuse me. How would you like to be the family of that one? How would you like to be the father and mother of that one daughter that got killed by an illegal alien or certainly a terrorist? And we, those terror attacks that have happened in the United States, we forget about. Frankie tells you every day. It happens. It's going to happen again. It keeps going on and on. So I think there will be some sort of solution. There has to be. And you know, Frankie, Schumer knows. I see video of Schumer's saying, do not let illegal aliens in. Just a few years ago. Why are they being so adamant? Just to go up against Donald Trump? Just to go up against him, I guess, Frankie.
Well, no. I mean, you're applying a test that's completely absurd, Joe, which is expecting Chuck Schumer to be consistent with something that he said more than a day ago. Look, you know, Schumer believes in absolutely nothing. He, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, you can disagree with them, but they have deeply felt convictions, right? They believe in something. They're going to fight for absolutely anything. Chuck Schumer believes in nothing. He will take
Sunday
any
press conferences,
any position on anything in order to get attention and retain his own power. That means you're very malleable on issues like immigration, on issues like the economy. He has no problem contorting any which way. And, you know, it's funny. He was the one that engineered the appointment of Kirsten Gillibrand to the Senate. And when she was announced, Schumer was there, and Schumer announced for Gillibrand, he said, you know, she was a very conservative congresswoman. Now that she's representing the whole state, her views will change to reflect the whole state. And I couldn't believe that he would be so brazen as if to announce for another politician that her views are going to change on everything now. And you know what? He was right. They have, because she's followed the whole Schumer playbook. You only take a position on something long enough that it serves whatever goal you have in the short term. But, you know, you can't, if you go back and look at the debates on the amnesty, the Reagan amnesty bill in 1986, Schumer sounds more conservative than Trump does, right? Now, he sounds more progressive than Bernie Sanders does.
Yeah, that's so true. Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Let me go to Justin before we break. Good morning, Justin. What's on your mind this morning?
Bon Natale, Joe, always a pleasure. Basically, it's about the border wall. I admire Trump's tenaciousness in meeting with those two village idiots, Schumer and Pelosi. Basically, what they're trying to do is not only sabotage the wall, and undermine everything he's trying to do. And I wouldn't be surprised. Their own homes have a wall and a moat around it. So basically, Trump, stick to your guns.
Understood. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that. Let me go to Dave before we break, if I can. Dave, you've been such a dedicated listener from day one. Happy holidays to you, my friend, and always great to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. And let me say, happy holidays, and to all my Christian brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. I have no problem saying Merry Christmas as a Muslim. I want to say, about this, as you accurately described in this loser in France. Yeah. You know, I want to share a few things with people who may not know about the ins and outs of our religion. Number one, you're not supposed to shout the name of God in a public square, you know, to draw attention to yourself.
Right.
In fact, there's an actual verse in the Quran, O you who believe, do not raise your voices in the public square, lest you make a mockery of your religion. So when we say God is great, we do that in prayer and in worship, and when we reflect on his blessings, not to shout it in the middle of the public square. That's number one. And secondly, suicide and blasphemy are considered the two sins that are not forgiven in Islam. If you commit suicide, you kill yourself, you know, you forfeit your chances for the paradise. But apparently nobody sent the memo to the satanic state, better known as ISIS.
Yeah. It's so true. And Dave, we appreciate you joining us always. Dave is a conservative. He's black. He's a Muslim. And we always tell you this. He's legally blind. I love this. And he's always so positive. But he's always so warm. And Dave, thank you for calling. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us right now. And appreciate your good wishes. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:20, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to join us, the New York Times bestselling author. By the way, latest book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. You don't want to miss that. And then Corey Windelspeck is going to join us, Debbie, about the decorations on the Holland Tunnel.
Apparently,
did you see that? They misplaced some of the decorations over the lettering where it says Holland Tunnel.
And not everybody likes the way it's arranged, you know.
No, I'm glad they have any decorations at all. I'm surprised they had any decorations, you know.
This is going to be a great conversation.
I know. Deb, but speaking of the tunnel, how we do with traffic-wise, 20 after 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I'm going to take a look at the Holland Tunnel for you right now. Just keep in mind, it is a gridlock alert day, so getting into town is going to be tough today. Holland Tunnel, 35 minutes in from the Turnpike, about 30 in from Tunnelly Avenue. Let's go over to the Lincoln. That's 40 in, 10 out. And over at the GWB, 30 minutes into town. Over on 280 West, exit 16, getting out toward Harrison, a crash. Over on 3 eastbound at Bloomfield Avenue, Clifton, that's an accident to deal with. 27 is closed at St. George's Avenue, closed as you get into Northwood Ave in Linden. And that's all due to police department activity. Expect delays on the Deegan North at 179th for the crash. Eastbound Belt out past Rockaway Parkway, that's an accident waiting for you. And stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Whitestone Expressway North at 20th Avenue. A disabled vehicle still out there. Queens Boulevard still closed, getting out through Sunnyside. It's all due to some ongoing police department activity because of that earlier fire. And the Hutch North at Purchase Street in Harrison, accident in the right lane. Rain today with a high of 41. Clouds tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat. This weekend, Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, is moving to a special time, Saturday afternoon at 5, so that we may bring you NFL football. That's Touch of Grey at a special time, this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. What drives a business? Construction and real estate. Get the inside story from the experts on planning, engineering, government relations, and more. Don't miss Constructive Conversations with the Builders Institute, Saturday night at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Did you go to CapalbosOnline.com? Capalbos gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets. You know what they do, what I love? Towers. There's towers with, you get boxes beautifully wrapped with the ribbon, and then you could personalize the ribbon. You hear what I'm telling you? You go to Capalbos Online.com. You could personalize the ribbon. And, you know, Merry Christmas and the person's name. I did it all. I love it. I sent out like four or five Capalbos, big towers, those big, beautiful towers. And then they have, again, they have the wine basket, the gourmet gift baskets. You're going to love it. And I love Capalbos because they've been around my neck of the woods for 110 years. Excuse me, family owned. I chatted with the Capalbo family, how they came to Italy, and then they came to, like, the Bloomfield Avenue area. Right now, they're on Allwood Avenue, Allwood Road, rather, Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. But they stay there, man, and they ship all around the United States of America. Now, you want to take a look? You go to CapalbosOnline.com, CapalbosOnline.com. You can call them as well, 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262. But it might be easier if you remember, if you're driving, Capalbos, C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S, online.com. Use the code, as I did, Joe970. Boom, 10% off your order. Hey, this Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh,
is this politically correct to play this song?
Well,
I think so.
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous
cat. I like the Beach Boys. I always like the Beach Boys. Hey, at 9:26, thank you, Albert. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is Silent No More. You know you got to get this book. Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Hey, Jerome Corsi, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, Joe. Good to be back with you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're a courageous individual, Jerome Corsi. You really are. And what made you finally choose to write this book, sir?
Well, I decided I'm going to tell the world just how corrupt, I think criminal, and politically motivated this Mueller special counsel is. I think that's it. I spent 40 hours, six sessions over 2 months. It was like being interrogated by the Gestapo. And I wrote this book on first person so you can see exactly what it was like to go through this experience. You're like sitting there with me. It's a horror show. You know, I'm still answering questions. Is Dad going to go to prison or be indicted on Christmas Day? I mean, I can't. I have to say it could happen.
I know. And that's why we appreciate you being on the show. And I know they're listening now. Isn't that scary, though, Jerome? Isn't that scary? I mean, how creepy is that? That you got the government listening to us. God forbid you say something. They'll be at you. They could be at your door this morning, right?
Right, because of the show. Yeah, they could come and knock on my door because of the show. The government is listening to this show now, monitoring me. And they're monitoring all my telephone calls. They're monitoring all my emails. We got a suit for $350 million against, and the Judge Richard Leon just set a date for a hearing on January 3rd.
Okay.
So that's a good sign. At least the suit is moving forward to a hearing. We may be able to get standing on this suit. And the judge saying, let's go to a jury trial. I want to sue Mueller for criminal behavior. I think I've probably been under surveillance since 2004 when I co-authored with John O'Neill the Unfit for Command against John Kerry. I know they've been... They have contents of my phone calls that I don't know where they got them. And, you know, we have proof, we have email proof between the special counselor meeting with reporters in a restaurant in Washington, D.C., across from Trump International Hotel, where they're leaking grand jury information, which is a crime. We've got emails that prove that.
Wow. Now, you're suing Mueller personally? Is this a personal lawsuit?
It's a lawsuit against the entire Mueller operation. It's against the It's against the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
We're suing Mueller. We're suing the Special Counsel's Office. We're suing the Department of Justice, and it's being presided over by U.S. District Judge Richard J. Leon. I just sent out the press release today. We'll send you a copy of it as soon as I'm finished with the show here, Joe.
Okay,
but it just got announced last night that it's going to go to a hearing in Washington, in the U.S. District Court, on January 3rd. Everybody says, this suit will be dismissed. It'll go nowhere. Well, I really intend, I've also filed a criminal complaint against the Department of Justice with the acting Attorney General Whitaker and with the Inspector General Horowitz, charging the Mueller investigation as a criminal investigation, and it's being conducted criminally.
Yeah.
And it's politically motivated. I mean, these guys were, the special prosecutors were attacking me for my books. So they don't, it's a political operation. They say my books are all lies. This guy, Zelensky, who's a prosecutor under Rosenstein, so you take a fact here, a fact there, and you weave lies. So it's a political prosecution. Jeannie Rhee, one of the prosecutors, represented Hillary Clinton on the email case, and then she protected the Clinton Foundation from charges of criminal activity.
Well, what they're saying, too, is that they're suspicious. I think the DOJ is suspicious that you just happened to predict that John Podesta's emails would become public. There they are now. That's the DOJ calling.
That's the DOJ right there calling.
Bob, hold on a second. Bob Mueller, hold on. I'm talking to Piscopo in the morning.
Well, it's my attorney. It could be you say they're coming to get you right now.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have to answer that? Do you have to answer? It's your attorney.
No, I want to talk to you, Joe.
Wait. He's good. Listen, I won't charge you $1,000 an hour. What are your legal fees up to this point?
Oh, $200,000 an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to raise money at CourseyNation.com. I've got a legal defense fund. We've got GoFundMe. We've got DonorBox, PayPal. I mean, I'm desperate. I mean, this is going to bankrupt my family. You know, I'm not going to lose my home. I'm going to do whatever I can.
In that lawsuit to Mueller, did you ask for compensation for your legal fees?
Oh yeah, well, $350 million. I think ought to take care of it.
Listen, a fraction thereof. So going back to what they're suspicious about, that you just happened to predict that John Podesta's emails would become public. I mean, how could you have just predicted that? You know,
well, it really wasn't that hard, Joe. I mean, I had excellent background sources explained to me how the Democrats put their computer system together. When you solve a cyber theft, you got to know what was stolen and what computer it came out of. So Assange, on July 22, 2016, released 40,000 emails on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I went through the emails one by one. They all involved the Democratic National Convention's email server, this DNC.org. And I noticed that John Podesta's emails were missing from the ones he dropped on Debbie Wasserman Schultz on July 22nd, 2016. So I said, anybody who was in that email server had to see Podesta's emails. And that was the atomic bomb. I mean, you'd have to be a fool not to take Podesta's emails. And I said, if I'm right, and Assange has got all the emails that came out of that server, he's saving Podesta's emails for October. There'll be the October surprise, and that'll be the atomic bomb that'll destroy Hillary's campaign. And I was right.
And then when you wrote in an email to Roger Stone, our friend, word is friend and embassy plans two more dumps. What friend were you referring to? And
Our friend is Julian Assange. I was just saying, you know, Assange is going to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, word is, there's my wife. They must be doing something this morning. I said word is because I've learned since I was a kid. My dad used to say when I figured things out, you know, Jerry, don't tell anybody that because they're going to think you're going to need a psychiatrist. I mean, I've been good all my life at being able to take the dots, connect the dots. I was on this airplane flight with my wife and family. We're going to Italy for our 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
It was in July 2016. And on that flight, it just kind of all fell together. I said, Assange has got to have Podesta's emails. Assange said he had more emails, and they were going to be devastating to Hillary. And I said, that's got to be Podesta's emails. And I was right.
Yeah. Now, the FBI visited your stepson's residence as well?
Yeah.
Right, Jerry?
My stepson lives in his own home. He's had it for years. He's 43 years old. He's got two German Shepherd dogs. Well, the FBI knocks on the door. And Andrew says, you can't come in. These dogs are already tasting FBI. They're ready to, they're savoring, chomping into you guys. They want to know if he's my IT expert and if he helped me wipe clean a computer I had on my desk. Andrew said,
"Yeah,
I'm not his IT guy. I'm a stepson. I don't think they knew that. He's my stepson.
So
he says he had this old computer that he was going to let my wife's company use, and he asked me to take this old computer and wipe it clean. He said that computer was so clogged with junk, wouldn't work. And he handed over the computers that he used. He said, Jerry is a pack rat. He wouldn't race. He laughed at them that I was erasing email. He said, he's a pack rat. I handed over to the FBI and the special counsel my Time Machine, which is an Apple device, application that to a hard drive, it four times a month backs up everything in your computer. I couldn't erase any emails. I knew that.
Yeah.
You know, if I was erasing anything, it would keep the computer going.
Yeah, no, it's understood. You know, and also, what upsets me, you know, Dr. Jerome Corsi with Piscopo in the Morning, the book is Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt, and the DOJ looking after Dr. Corsi like this. But I'm a staunch supporter of law enforcement, staunch supporter of the FBI. And even if they listen now, the rank and file does a stellar job. But it is so disconcerting as an American citizen that the people in charge, like Robert Mueller, Dr. Corsi, abuse the rank and file to do their dirty work for them. That irritates me as a citizen of this great country.
Well, this is not justice in America. This is the Gestapo. This is a political trial, and these guys are criminally motivated. They are criminals, and I just got notice the Silent No More is now an ebook. You can read it today.
All right.
Just go to Amazon.com. We'll make more money in the hardcover. I said, I don't care. Get the ebook out now because I want people to read this.
Is that what all the phone calls were about?
I think that's what all the phone calls
were about. Okay, nothing that, if you hear anything, will you call right back? Because we don't know. No one's knocking at your door.
I'm going to say, wait a minute, I'm talking to Joe Pescobal. I'm not going to, you guys are going to have to wait.
Keep your sense of humor no matter what. I mean, oh, my God. And before we let you go, your reaction to this Michael Cohen situation and the sentencing yesterday.
It's a tragedy. I mean, what they did to Michael Cohen, you know, rip out all of his stuff. I wish Michael had been a stronger guy. You know, it's just a tragedy how they've ruined his life. He's got a good family.
Yeah.
Mueller's ruining people's lives. And Michael Cohen's real crime was that he was, you know, Donald Trump, the same as General Flynn, the same as Manafort, the same as me. This is political, Joe. You know, I've got to get raised money on this CorsiNation.com. And now that you can read the ebook, I mean, you just read this ebook. You'll see what a horror show this has been for me to go through this. For 3 months, now 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, is Dad going to be in prison on Christmas Day? Are we going to lose the house? You know, I mean, this is going to be, we're not going to lose the house. And I'm going to beat these guys. I refuse to take their plea because I'm not going to stand before, I'm religious, Joe. I've been pretty quiet about it in my life. But, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I'm not going to stand in front of a federal judge and swear that I knowingly and willfully presented information I knew to be false to the federal prosecutor and FBI with an intention to deceive them. I did not do that. They got me on bad memory. I'll tell you, I'm 72 years old.
Yeah.
They want to put me in jail the rest of my life because I got a bad memory. Well, God bless them. I'll go.
All right, Jerry Corsi, Dr. Jerry Corsi. The book is Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. You better get that. But, Jerome, you want to stay in the line? Call us back if there's something happening. And,
I will call back if there's something happening. If they're knocking at my door, if they don't handcuff me, I'll call you back.
Could you, they're carrying you out, will you please call Joe Piscopo?
Well, they carry me out. Wait, I got to talk to Joe. Wait a minute. Wait, I'm going to call him.
You keep your sense of humor, brother. Just keep your sense of humor. But, Jerry, thank you. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much, my friend. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Dr. Corsi.
Thank you, Joe.
God bless you, too, man. Good luck. Man, what a story. Silent No More. Silent No More, Jerome Corsi. You want to check that out. 9:39, Piscopo in the morning. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police in one South Jersey town are releasing surveillance video of thieves who have been stealing Christmas decorations since Thanksgiving. At least 20 homes have been victimized in Egg Harbor Township. Cops say it's more than one person and that a bike was left behind during one incident. At least one teenage boy has been arrested in connection to the crimes. It's not clear, though, if he's accused in all of the thefts. It doesn't appear recreational marijuana will be legalized in New Jersey before the end of the year, as some had hoped. Leaders of New Jersey's Assembly and Senate will get together today to try and resolve differences with the governor on marijuana bills. However, leaders of both houses say they feel the debate will go into next year. Apparently, the main sticking points are how much to tax it and whether to create a regulatory commission to oversee the pot industry. In sports, Knicks lose to the Cavaliers 113-106. Nets stun the 76ers 127-124. Brooklyn has won three straight. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. Let's take a ride over to the New England Thruway southbound into 18A, getting down through Mamaroneck. That's an accident being cleared. It's busy on the Hutch southbound into East Lincoln Ave, getting down through Mount Vernon. They're doing some type of construction work there. Let's go over to the inbound side of the GWB. Remember, it is a gridlock alert day today, so please allow that extra time into and around the city. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 25, Holland about 25, 280 West, exit 16 in Harrison. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the Deegan North at 179th with an accident, and still kind of busy for you on the eastbound side of the Gowanus getting up toward the Prospect. Northbound Whitestone Expressway at 20th Avenue. It looks like an accident there as well up by the Whitestone Bridge. PATH trains, everything back on or close to schedule, and we're still seeing delays on the Havistra-Ossining ferry because of mechanical difficulties. Rain likely today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling me about Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes. They've been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 97 years. Parian & Sons are real jewelers. I keep telling you that. They restore, repair, service your jewelry when you take it over there. And Glenn is there. Maria, Debbie, and Katie, the Parian family, are there to take care of you the way they took care of me. You will see the greatest diamonds you've ever seen on planet Earth over at Parian & Sons. And they will walk you through. Katie and Debbie and Maria and Glenn will walk you through the four C's when you want to buy a diamond like no other jeweler. And then you have this. And you're not going to hear this from any other jeweler. You get a diamond buyback guarantee. Check out the other stones, too, and the watches and the designer jewelry there. It's a beautiful jewelry store. It's so comfortable when you go in. Glenn will greet you dressed very, very spiffily. He's a good dresser, this guy. And Katie, Debbie, and Maria will walk you through to Parian & Sons, and you'll get the diamond. And this is the gift of a lifetime. I'm telling you, this is the Christmas you want to do this. Check out Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. That's where Parian & Sons is, okay? Or go here, ParianDiamonds.com.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. That's SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Got
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Joe on the radio. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, we want you to experience a smart way to buy a car, Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'll give you to 950. I'll give you an extra minute. 944 right now. Alex Kinsella will give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers when you go there. But let's start here. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter at Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded. Check out that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And you know what? You don't got to deal with dummies. When you go to Route 22 Toyota, Iggy is there, and Carmelo and Chester, the great family that is Route 22 Toyota, and you don't have to deal with dummies. And now this, first five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you the 950 right now. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Corey Windelspect. I love saying that name. Hey, Corey, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you with us this morning. How you doing, brother?
Thanks, brother. Big fan, man. Got to be on the show, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
This is great. And you're a Tribeca resident. Now, you've launched an online petition to change the holiday decor at the Holland Tunnel. Give us the whole breakdown of how this happened, Corey. Great story. Well, I'm loving this.
Yeah, so I started off probably about like 5 years ago. I kept driving through the Holland Tunnel each Christmas season, and this tree just like sitting over the N in the word Holland when it's right next to an A, which is in the shape of a Christmas tree. Who put that there? Like, how do they not know that looks like horrible? And it started to like really like bug me, like legit, like really make me anxious and bug me when I would see it. And I would post it on social media every now and then, like every year, and it's kind of a joke of my closer friends, like, oh, he's going off in this tunnel thing again. And then this year I made a video and posted it on Facebook, and before you know it, 20,000 views, and this goof has now turned into a movement.
I love it. But you know what? You're right. Because you can post online, am970theanswer.com, and Frank's going to post how it looks. But the H-O is a wreath. The O on Holland is a wreath. And you're right. Where could they put the A? Where are you suggesting that they put the Christmas tree? Maybe in the middle of Holland and Tunnel? Is that what you're saying?
You can put it there, or you can put it right on the A.
On the A,
which is the
yeah.
shape.
Yeah, good, I mean, good, good.
But on the end. I mean, it's like the worst place you could put it, you know?
You man, you know what? Are you obsessive compulsive like I am, Corey? Are you?
Yeah, I am. And it's funny because, you know, I had it as a child, and I'm getting a lot of hate. People are like, oh, it's not OCD, right? And I don't know if it is or not. I'm not a doctor. I mean, they did a Dean McKay, a professor at Fordham University. He even said that it seems largely, you know, the problem with the orderlessness of it. You know, the tree over the end creates a sense of disorder. In addition to the wreath over the U, I can understand why some people have their symptoms activated by that. So, you know, when you have a professor at Fordham University saying that this is affecting people, the fact that the Holland Tunnel and the Port Authority wants to come out with some BS poll that gives people an option, it's insulting, because I appreciate their listening, yeah, but I mean, yeah, that, yeah, you have something that's affecting someone's head when they're driving up. I mean, do you put a petition together and in a poll when you want to add handicapped parking spots?
I'm real symmetrical, man, and I will twitch if a picture is crooked. And now you're right. We're talking to a Corey Windelspeck. He started his petition to change the decorations on the Holland Tunnel because the O's are Reese on Holland, and on the U on the tunnel is an O. We could deal with that, but the Christmas tree is over the N. It should be over the A. You are absolutely on the money. What was the reaction from the Port Authority, Corey?
They were less than thrilled when I called. He just blew me off. He was like, yeah, okay, thanks. See you later. And,
after the tolls that we're paying, they should come to the house to talk to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and what's funny, too, is like, you know, when you think of the Port Authority, it's always negative, right? Toll hikes and traffic.
Exactly.
There's nothing ever positive. You have national exposure now. Why would you not take advantage for the good PR and go, yeah, we're going to play along and do it? And they're going to, you know, have this poll. They I don't know if you saw the poll they put up. I mean, they Ross Perot'd the poll. They diluted all the people that want change into three different subsets. So now you got, you know, anyone that wants to be, you know, keep it the same is going to vote for one group. And anyone that wants change is split between three. There's no way it's going to pass. But they're trying to look like the good guys. And it's not going to work. I'm calling them out on it. This poll is BS.
All right, Corey, where can we vote? Where can we vote? We can go online to vote about this?
Yeah, you can go right off their website. It's on there. It's on SurveyMonkey. If you go to SurveyMonkey and type in Holland Tunnel, I'm sure it's going to pop up.
This is great. Corey, what do you do? We can ask, what do you do for a living?
I work in medical sales.
Your medical sales, right. So you saw this.
I travel through that toll quite often.
Yeah. Listen, this is a great story, and you're a great guy. Are you from New York or Jersey originally?
I'm from Albany originally, actually.
Yeah, man. This is a great story, and you're absolutely right. It is such a wonderful, wonderful example of what the Port Authority could do to win everybody over. You know, because it's inexcusable. You go through those tolls, there's traffic constantly. This is a great story. Will you keep us posted and come back, Corey, onto the show?
Absolutely, man. I'm going to actually speak to them at noon today.
You're going to Port Authority? You're going over there today?
Yeah, I'm going to speak at the board meeting at 12. I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say. Hopefully not get arrested. But
you got to give us a breakdown, because you go in, you go, look, I'm just on the radio, and you know, we really feel it just might be nice and more symmetrical and make the Holland Tunnel look better if you just push it over like that. It's not going to cost anything. When you put a person on the ladder,
it's not going to cost anything anybody. And the way I said to it, too, is if you don't notice it, if you hear this right now and you go, that's ridiculous. If you don't notice it, you're the lucky one. You don't notice it. So you wouldn't notice if it's on the A either. You're just not going to notice one way or another.
But the people that notice are going to notice
on the A.
Corey Windelspeck, man, we're going to talk to you. Call us after the meeting. Maybe tomorrow we'll catch up. How the meeting went, huh, Corey?
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, brother. Love your show, man. I appreciate you having me on.
You're very kind, Corey. Corey Windelspeck right there. That is the best. 9:51 right now.
And very quickly, Joe, I know we're late, and I like Corey, and I love what he's doing here, and I applaud him. But his characterization of the poll as Ross Perot-ing the poll, there is no evidence at all that Ross Perot cost George Bush that election.
All right. Yeah, no, I understood what he meant, though. 9:52, and Debbie is out there. And how are we doing at the tunnel as we speak, Debbie Duhave?
Let's see. If Corey's heading out to the Holland Tunnel right now, you're going to see some volume right now, Corey, as you head over to Tunnelly Avenue, getting right into 139, and some volume as well as you head right on to the approach to the Holland Tunnel. Still waiting about 15 to 20 minutes in over at the tolls. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 30 minutes into town. GWB about 30 minutes in as well. It is a gridlock alert day here in town, so please allow the extra time. Deegan North at 179th, the crash there, and it's still very busy on the FDR Drive South right down through the 70s. Grand Central Parkway West at the BQE, an accident there. Queens Boulevard still blocked off as you get out through Sunnyside with ongoing fire department activity. And if you're going to be taking a ride to New Jersey Transit, some earlier problems cleared. LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike. It's an accident still blocking one lane there as well. And 84 heading eastbound, getting out toward exit 18, construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater theater, food, nightlife, daylife, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special time this weekend so that we can bring you NFL football. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Sunday night at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. Every year, you're asked the same question. What do you want for Christmas? Well, AM 970 The Answer wants to give you a life-changing gift. It's the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest. If you win, we're paying your mortgage or rent for an entire year. To enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Contest, go to am970theanswer.com and join our VIP club. Then go to contests and sign up. Enter once per day to better your odds of winning your miracle mortgage money. Let us make your year. Join the AM 970 VIP club and enter today. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It'll be cloudy and chilly today. Watch out for a few snow showers this morning, and there can be some slippery travel. Then rain and snow showers this afternoon, the high near 40. A little rain and drizzle tonight, the low 36. Rather cloudy tomorrow, turning milder, the high 52. Then on Saturday, rather cloudy, breezy, and mild. Rain at times, the high again 52. Cloudy and cooler on Sunday. Rain is likely, the high 45. I'm meteorologist John Woodward, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, John. 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 9:55 right now. You know, if you've seen somebody with dexterity, either your son, your daughter, your niece, nephew, or your grandchildren, you know, and they're gamers, right? They're really good at the video games or musicians. They are great candidates for a career as a court reporter. I'm telling you, you don't think about this. I didn't even think about it till our buddy Frank in sales, my buddy Frank Volpe, comes over and goes, you got to meet Chuck Callahan from Plaza College. He's got this great program, and this is about court reporting. And then I thought of how my daddy would always tell me about court reporters. That's the most important person in the courtroom, Pop would say. I go, well, Dad, what about you? You're the lawyer. What about the judge? Don't. Everything we say is taken down by this court reporter. And you know what else the court reporters do today? The people that can do court reporter, they do closed captioning. I told you that, right? If this isn't a great career, you closed caption everything that everybody says. It's not done by a computer. There's a real live person. And they use this machine called a stenowriter. Now, the National Court Reporters Association free program is called A to Z, and it is being hosted at Plaza College this month to introduce you or a family member. You want to send a family member over there. Great career opportunity. They introduce you to the writer and to the steno alphabet. Great opportunity for a brand new career. Call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or just go to plazacollege.edu.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Oh, Merry Christmas. What a show. My goodness gracious, I tell you what. Hey, Al, what happened with the big armored car or something?
There was an armored car on Route 3 this morning, and apparently there was a problem with the latch on the back door or whatever, and money was flying out all over the place, causing numerous accidents because there's social media produced video of somebody screaming, money, 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 and some guy had gotten hit in his front end, another one rear-ended. So, of course, the savages were out trying to pick up free money.
Well, you can't blame them with the taxes in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They'd be scrambling
too. Oh, and the governor has been tweeting all morning about how there's a storm coming and they're prepared. Good for him. Governor Murphy coming at you.
All right. And, Frankie, there's a school shooting, and the shooter is dead. But what are we hearing about that in Indiana, you said?
That is correct. A teenage suspect is dead after a shooting at this middle school this morning. No other students are hurt, but they're not releasing any other details at this point.
All right. Frankie, great show. Thank you, Frank Morano, for putting together such a great show. I'll tell you, we're just trying to keep up with it just for you listening. Thank you, Five Boroughs. Just great job. Al, we love you. You're not fat. Debbie, we love you. Matt Conklin, thank you. It's Piscopo saying make it the best day ever because you deserve
news,
it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 959. Husky Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A public school in Queens heavily damaged after a two-alarm fire tore through its roof. Broke out at 6 this morning at PS-160 on Inwood Street in Jamaica, triggering a major response by the FDNY. No official word yet on how it started, but you could see flames ripping through an HVAC unit, easy for me to say, on the roof. No one was injured. A person shopping at the Garden State Plaza is in the hospital following exposure to powerful chemicals. The Paramus Fire Department announcing that someone poured substances in a mall bathroom last night for maintenance purposes. However, the chemicals reacted and resulted in a chlorine leak, sickening a shopper. A county hazmat team responded, cleared the leak. No further related injuries reported. In sports, Knicks lost to the Cavaliers. Nets beat the 76ers. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.